Culture Kills Music Podcast, Episode 2.
Hello again, this is Matthew Cavrail, and this is the Culture Kills Music Podcast. It's a clever play on words, but at the same time, I'm probably not doing any of these musicians a favor by playing them, because, frankly, they deserve better. Yeah, you're probably going to hear some of the same nervousness as the first episode, because I recorded both sets of audio on the same day, like in the same morning. So, yeah, but luckily, I did the second session a bit later, so I'm probably a bit more relaxed doing it this time out. If you've never heard the podcast before, the basic rule is that all the music that I play is deemed pod safe, or it's a Creative Commons license, or I've gotten express permission to play the music from the artists themselves. So, I'm not worried legally, but just the fact that I know that the artists are cool with their music being played, it makes it easier for me. I have some good music for you this episode, and hopefully you will enjoy my choices.
Thank you.
Stars Echo with Nocturne, which I found on GarageBand.com, and it happens to be available under a Creative Commons license, and I liked it enough that I thought, yeah, I'll start a show with that. Echo is a solo project from a musical artist named David Green, who has been performing since 1991. And Echo represents his ambient work. And if you've listened to my first podcast, you'll know that I like instrumental music. And in my research, I also discovered that David Green is also part of a Manchester band called Colors Run, which plays a more traditional rock set. And probably if some of their music was also under Creative Commons license, I would be playing it. But unfortunately, at this moment, it doesn't look that way. I may end up writing them to see if I can play a track or so, but I don't know when I'm going to get to that. But speaking of traditional rock and pop, here is something that is in keeping with that spirit. And that is Lil Lame with Orienteering off the album How to Swim and Live. And Lil Lame is Liverpool musician Lee Barker. Now I read on a blog called The Cropper that Lee recorded the album during 8 homebound years battling panic attacks, which I think is stunning, really, because I'm having a hard enough time doing this. I can't even imagine being in the house for 8 years and recording an album And not just recording an album, recording good work. And here's the thing. Liverpool musician Lee Barker. Now, I read on a blog called The Cropper that Lee recorded the album during 8 homebound years battling panic attacks, which I think is stunning, really, because I'm having a hard enough time doing this. I can't even imagine being in the house for 8 years and recording an album. And not only Liverpool musician Lee Barker. Now, I read on a blog called The Cropper that Lee recorded the album during 8 homebound years battling panic attacks, which I think is stunning, really, because I'm having a hard enough time doing this. I can't even imagine being in the house for 8 years. Liverpool musician Lee Barker. Now, I read on a blog called The Cropper that Lee recorded the album during 8 homebound years battling panic attacks.
Oh, she ain't your cup of tea. She ain't the size of your ship. She can rock you to sleep forever. Lashes out like a whip. She goes down what seems like an eternity. I'm on her wavelength, I can catch more than a glimpse. She goes down in history, she's there for me. I am the sun to her eclipse. This sensation pierces me straight through, even though it's hardly new. I gravitate to her with feather weight. On bended knee, I kiss the hand of fate, and I feel there must be something to this. I'm on the wavelength, only searching for a clue, and no solvent could unglue this. Well, it's something to pursue. Catch more than a glimpse. She goes down in history. She waits for me. Oh, she goes down what seems like an eternity.
Patti Rothberg with Wavelengths off her new album, Double Standards. When I first saw that the publicity company that's providing some of these songs had her listed as a client, well, I was thrilled because I remember back in 1996, Patty Rothberg released a video for a song called Inside from an album called Between the One and the Nine, and I absolutely fell in love with that song. And I remember looking for the video for that song forever on YouTube. Like, nobody was posting it, or what I'm gathering is that people would post it and then it would suddenly get taken down before I could find it, because you know that sort of thing happens at YouTube all the time. And it was just, I think it was last year when somebody finally posted it and it was able to stay up. And if anybody's seen that video, you'll remember that you'll see her painting. Well, it turns out that aside from being a wonderful musical artist, Patty Rothberg is also a visual artist. Anyway, if you happen to be in the New York City area on February 27th, she's going to be playing the 1011 Lounge. So if you like Patty Rothberg, well, check her out at the 1011 Lounge on February 27th. But here's the weird thing about a podcast. I'm telling you play dates, and probably most of you don't live in the New York City area, so it doesn't matter to you. But maybe one of you, one person, might go to see her. So I gotta put it in there. It's not like an album thing where everybody can pick it up. No, like, I'm telling you, a specific concert date for maybe one person. But that's enough about concert listings, don't you think? We should get on with the podcast. And that was Dare Dukes with Bakersfield from the album The Prettiest Transmitter of Them All. Now, from reading Dare Dukes' biography, I see that he was born and raised in San Jose, but he ended up gaining a lot of experience in the music industry in Minneapolis and New York. And I can sort of see, given my knowledge of music, I can see how his style would come from those experiences. Although I'm a little bit surprised that instead of Savannah, Georgia, given the way he sounds, I would have assumed that he had made Chicago his home, given the fact that that is one of the hotbeds of the alternative and indie country scene at the moment. What with Drag City and a bunch of other labels there. I've also read that he is going to be playing at South by Southwest this year, so if you're down in Austin during March, well, maybe you'll see him down there, eh? Yeah, you never know. Like, I've never been to South by Southwest. Looks like it's fun. It'll probably be many, many years before I can ever get down to Austin to see anything at South by Southwest. So if anybody else has had the experience, well, I'd love to hear about it. But from South by Southwest to a band you are probably going to be hearing a lot on this podcast, here's the Square Waves.
Yeah.
And that was the Square Waves with You Fell Asleep. If you listened to the first podcast, you know that I really enjoyed the album that Deidre Smith and Scott Garrett released with Brian Arsenal as Strawberry in 1996, called Broke Heart Audio. And I was glad to find the band again. And in doing my detective work to find the band to get permission to play some of the work, I discovered that not only are they working as the Square Waves, but they've done some collaborative work in a band called Valley of the Giants with Brendan Canning and Charles Sparing of Broken Social Scene and Sophie Trudeau of Godspeed You Black Emperor, amongst others. And it's some fascinating work. I think, like, if I can get permission to play some of it, I'll be sharing it with you as well. Thank you. that was Social Studies with Sparrow from their 2006 EP, This is the World's Biggest Hammer. Now, Social Studies is a San Francisco quartet founded in 2006, and I have to admit that I discovered them on a Podsafe service, so like a few of these other artists, I had to do some legwork, and from what I've read, they have an awesome live show, and the YouTube videos of some of their recent performances seem to back that up. I also heard an interview with them, and they seem like very engaging personalities, and I can see how that would translate well to the stage. Apparently, they're working on a full-length album, which is tentatively titled The Wind Up Wooden Heart. Now, it was supposed to be released in 2008, but I haven't read anything recently about it. I've heard some of the live performances of some of the songs which will appear on it, and it looks like it will turn out well, but I wish I could tell you more about them, but I sort of have to save a little bit for next time. But that's the end of our musical journey this week. I'd like to thank Aerial Publicity and the Podsafe Music Network for allowing me to use their music on this podcast. Thanks for joining me, and I hope you come back in 2 weeks for the next episode of the Culture Kills Music Podcast.